All right, welcome back to the deep dive. Today we're gonna get into something pretty heavy, and honestly pretty complicated. We're talking about stacking. When it comes to anabolic androgenics steroids or
Right,
SYNTHIAs.
stacking. Essentially, we're talking about using two or more different SNES within a single cycle.
So not just like upping your dose of one thing, but like actually using multiple different substances.
Exactly, yeah. And it's something that it's a strategy that some individuals who use an AS employ, and it's driven by this idea of synergy.
Okay, so synergy meaning the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Precisely. So the belief that the combined effect of using multiple AIS will be greater than just using a higher dose of a single compound.
So they're looking for bigger muscles, more strength, fat loss even, all kind of amplified.
Yeah, they're looking to maximize those gains, those physical changes, by kind of taking advantage of the unique properties that different tests offer.
So it's like they're hitting it from all angles, targeting different pathways in the body simultaneously.
Absolutely.
So let's get into the why. Why would someone choose to stack, instead of just sticking to one compound?
Well, I think a big driver is this pursuit of enhanced anabolic effects. There's this idea that by combining steroids that work through different mechanisms in the body, you can potentially stimulate greater muscle growth and strength increases than you could by simply increasing the dose of one.
Okay, so like more workers on a job site, each with their own expertise. Makes sense in theory, but is the body really that simple?
That's actually a lot more complex than that. And this is where it gets really interesting, is this perception, this idea that you can mitigate side effects by stacking. So some users believe that by using lower doses of several different steroids, they can achieve similar results with a reduced risk of those negative effects compared to a high dose of one.
So it sounds kind of like a best of both worlds scenario. More gains, fewer downsides. But you said perception. What's the reality?
The reality is that even though the individual dose of each steroid may be lower, you're still introducing multiple powerful hormonal agents into your system. And this can actually place a greater overall burden on the body, your organs, physiological processes, and that could potentially lead to even more side effects or make the ones that you do experience worse.
So it's not just as simple as like, oh, lower dose equals lower risk across the board.
Exactly.
It's more complicated than that.
It is because you have these different compounds
Yeah.
with different effects, different mechanisms of action, and they interact. And so you have to consider that cumulative effect.
That makes a lot of sense. So, okay, so we've got this idea of, maybe reducing side effects, maybe not. What else? What are some other reasons why people would stack?
Another big one is targeting specific fitness goals. Different anabolic steroids have different primary effects. Some are considered better for building mass, some for strength, some for fat loss. So stacking allows users to select and combine compounds that align with those specific objectives.
Okay, so it's like building your own custom regimen. Like, okay, I want this much mass, this much strength, this much fat loss.
Precisely. It's almost like picking and choosing from a toolbox, different tools for different parts of the job.
That makes sense. Anything else?
Sometimes individuals might resort to stacking to overcome plateaus. If they've hit a point where they're no longer seeing those gains, they're looking for something to break through that barrier. And they might introduce new compounds, hoping to give the body a novel stimulus.
Okay, so to shake things up, trying to keep the progress going.
Exactly.
All right, so that's a lot on the why. But what about the what? What are people hoping to get out of stacking? Like, what are the purported benefits that they're chasing?
Well, synergistic muscle growth is a big one. That's that idea that we talked about, the whole being greater than the sum of its parts. By combining those steroids that act on different pathways in the body, the hope is that they'll be able to increase muscle protein synthesis and really ramp up that growth.
Okay, so like supercharging muscle building.
Yeah, that's the idea. And then, of course, strength gains. That's a huge part of it. Different steroids influence strength through different mechanisms. Some increase nitrogen retention, which is important for muscle growth and repair. Others boost red blood cell production, which can lead to better oxygen delivery to muscles during workouts. And some even affect the nervous system. So stacking is seen as a way to maximize that strength development.
So it's kind of like a multi-pronged attack on strength.
Exactly.
What about fat loss? Is that a common goal with stacking?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Certain combinations are chosen specifically for their potential to increase metabolism and promote lipolysis. That's the breakdown of fat. So they're aiming for both more muscle and less fat.
So that comprehensive transformation, the whole package.
Absolutely. But it's important to remember that a lot of these purported benefits are based on anecdotal evidence. We're talking about people's experiences, not necessarily robust scientific studies.
That's a really important point, and that kind of leads us into the next part of the conversation, which is the risks, because it sounds like there's a pretty significant downside to stacking.
Yeah, there are substantial risks and potential dangers associated with stacking, and they can be much greater than those associated with using just one AS.
So let's break that down a bit, starting with the cardiovascular system. What kind of impact can stacking have on the heart and blood vessels?
Well, many JAS already have a negative impact on cholesterol levels, blood pressure, things like that. So when you combine multiple steroids, it can exacerbate those effects. You know, think about it like putting extra strain on an engine, you know, that's already working too hard. It increases the risk of things like heart attack and stroke.
That's a scary thought. Yeah. And what about the liver, especially with some of these steroids being taken orally?
Yeah, liver health is a big concern. Some oral AS are what we call hepatotoxic, meaning they can actually damage the liver. So stacking multiple orals or even combining orals and injectables can really increase the strain on the liver and the risk of damage.
It's like overloading a processing plant, you know? Too much at once.
Exactly.
Now, we know that even a single steroid can mess with your hormones, but what happens when you're throwing multiple different hormonal agents into the mix?
Well, it can lead to some pretty complex and unpredictable hormonal imbalances. You know, different steroids affect the endocrine system in different ways. So when you combine them, you can end up with more severe side effects like gynecomastia, which is the development of breast tissue in males, testicular atrophy, mood swings. It can really throw your body out of whack.
Yeah, that's definitely not what you want. And it's not just the physical stuff either, right? There are mental and emotional aspects to consider as well.
Absolutely. AZ use in general has been linked to psychological issues, you know, aggression, mood swings, depression, anxiety, and stacking may amplify those effects, making them even more intense, harder to deal with.
One thing that really stands out to me is the whole idea of unknown interactions. You know, you're essentially mixing these powerful chemicals in your body without fully understanding how they might react with each other.
Exactly. And that's one of the biggest concerns with stacking. We don't have enough research, especially in the context of recreational use. Mm. We don't know the long-term effects of these combinations. It's a lot of uncharted territory.
So there's this huge potential for things to go wrong in ways that we don't even fully understand yet.
Right. And if you're someone who's already prone to things like acne or hair loss, stacking can make those side effects worse, especially if you're combining steroids with strong androgenic properties.
So it's like adding fuel to the fire.
Yeah, you're increasing that androgenic load on the body.
All right. So we've talked about the risks, the potential side effects. Let's shift gears a bit and talk about how stacking is actually done. You know, the timing, the dosages, what does that typically look like?
Well, it varies a lot. It depends on the specific steroids, the person's experience, their goals. But there's some common strategies. Often you'll see a longer acting injectable testosterone, like enanthate or cypionate, as the base of the cycle. And then they'll add other faster acting compounds to that.
Okay, so a foundation of testosterone and then building on top of that.
Right. And sometimes they'll use a technique called front loading.
Front loading.
Yeah, it's where they start with higher doses of the faster acting steroids to get quicker results while that longer acting testosterone is building up in their system.
So it's kind of like getting a head start.
Exactly. And then, of course, they have to time everything carefully, you know, because different steroids have different half-lives, meaning they stay active in the body for different lengths of time. So it's all about trying to make sure the effects overlap in the way that they want.
That sounds pretty complicated to manage.
It is. And then there's also pyramiding, which is where they adjust the doses of individual steroids throughout the cycle, increasing and then decreasing.
Like a pyramid.
Right. And the idea is to maximize the benefits while minimizing side effects. Although, again, the scientific evidence for that is limited.
What about dosages in general? How much of each steroid are people typically using when they stack?
It can be all over the place. But the general idea is to use lower doses of each individual steroid to try and reduce side effects. But as we've talked about, the cumulative effect can still be a problem.
So even if they're taking lower doses of each one, it doesn't mean they're safe.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that these dosages are often way higher than anything a doctor would ever prescribe.
So we're talking about serious potential for harm here. To give people an idea, and again, not that we're recommending this, what are some common examples of steroid stacks that you see out there?
Okay, so for bulking, you might see something like testosterone enanthate or cypionate paired with an oral like Dianabol or Anadrol, maybe even Decadribolin, which is nandrolone deconoate. That's another injectable.
Okay, so those are all geared towards maximizing muscle mass.
Right. And then for cutting, they might use a shorter-acting testosterone, like propionate, combined with something like trenbolone acetate, Winstrol, or Anavar.
Okay, so those are more for leaning out, preserving muscle while losing fat.
Exactly. And then for strength, you might see testosterone with trenbolone or halotestin. Those are known for their strength-boosting effects.
So a lot of different combinations depending on the goal.
Right. But again, this is just for informational purposes. We're not recommending any of this. The use of these substances is illegal in many places, and the risks are very real.
Absolutely. Now, knowing the risks involved, people who stack often try to manage those side effects. What are some of the ways they do that? How effective are those strategies?
One common approach is using what they call ancillary medications. So basically, they'll use other drugs to try and counteract the side effects of the steroids, things like aromatase inhibitors to prevent estrogen-related side effects, or SERMs, like tamoxifen or clomiphene, for PCT, which is post-cycle therapy. That's to try and restart natural testosterone production. And then, of course, there are medications for things like blood pressure, cholesterol, and liver function.
So it's like they're trying to fix the problems caused by one set of drugs with another set of drugs.
Yeah, it's a bit of a vicious cycle. And as we discussed, some people believe that lower doses will automatically mean fewer side effects. But that's not always the case. The overall impact can still be significant.
What about trying to limit the exposure time, like shortening the cycles?
Yeah, some people will do that. But even shorter cycles carry risks.
And some people try to monitor their own health, right, with blood tests and things.
Yeah, some will try to keep an eye on things like blood pressure, cholesterol, liver enzymes. But they may not have access to accurate testing or the knowledge to interpret the results, so it's not a reliable solution.
It sounds like they're trying to play doctor without the training.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's important to say that self-managing the side effects of steroid stacking is extremely dangerous. It doesn't eliminate the risks. If you're having health problems related to steroid use, you need to see a doctor.
So to be absolutely clear, would you ever recommend stacking steroids?
No, never. It's simply not safe. Combining these powerful hormones dramatically increases the risk of all sorts of health problems, many of which can be very serious and have long-term consequences.
And we still don't fully understand how all these combinations interact in the body over time.
Right. There's a lot we don't know. And that makes it even more dangerous. It's important to remember that using AS non-medically is illegal in many places.
Okay, so if you are interested in more topics like this or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publishealthlaw.best website. So visit publishealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
If you're thinking about stacking or you're already doing it, please talk to a healthcare professional about the risks. There are safer and healthier ways to achieve your fitness goals.
This has been a really eye-opening look at stacking. You know, the idea of amplified results is tempting, but the potential downsides are just too big to ignore.
That's the key takeaway here. The benefits are mostly theoretical, and the risks are very real.
So, to leave you with something to think about, knowing all this, how much risk are you willing to take for bigger muscles or more strength?
If you are interested in more topics like this, or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publishealthlaw.best website. So visit publishealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength sacks for maximum results.
Disclaimer, the content of our podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only.